If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media is one word, except for on Spotify. It's three words, Catholic Audio Media. Well, in any case, we are here looking at Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 6. And what we're looking at is his explanation of sexual morality, and we can build from there morality in general. And we're going to look at how that differs from some other system of morality that we have in the church. We'll take a look at that. So I'm explaining how we want to grasp on to what St. Paul is teaching and understand it, because that's where the Pope is coming from. And there are others that are rejecting the Pope, but they have a different system of morality. So we're going to look at that, and we're going to understand that and see where it takes us in our daily life. So let us switch over to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and hear what I had to preach.
I always explain that Catholicism is not a moral system, but it does have a moral system as part of it. And in today's second reading, we're looking at St. Paul talking about the morality to the Corinthians. One of the interesting things I kind of thought about this week is when we look at his morality and we look at Pope Francis's, and then we look at the people who are calling out the Pope and calling him to resign, we're seeing two foundations of morality, which you will find in the Catholic Church. And it's important to understand this and to look at what's happening. One foundation is actually in paganism. You might turn around and say, when we think of paganism, we think of people who dress up like trees and worship natural gods in the woods. And there are pagans who do that, but paganism is actually much bigger than that, and it reflects those who worship what we would call natural gods. Among them would be the ancient Greeks. And especially Robert Riley explains this very well in his books. But one of the things we see is that idea, and one of the great leaders of that was Aristotle. And Aristotle and the ancient Greeks looked around and saw that nature had a certain order, and therefore they came up with the realization of natural law, and in natural law they built morality upon it, and a lot of morality today is based on that natural law. But there's an interesting history about Aristotle. All his writings were lost. They were gone. And they weren't discovered again until probably a little over 1,000 years ago, when the Muslims were now spreading their message and entering into other countries. And in doing so, they actually found his writings, and that discovery led them to end up in the office of St. Thomas Aquinas. And so he actually discovered them within the Catholicism. And if you read Summa Theologia, he loved it. Summa Theologia, you will see a lot of his teachings are based on Aristotle's principle. He calls him the philosopher. But we have to understand that for a long time, the Greeks may have lived his teachings, but they didn't have them. And that's why now we want to switch over to St. Paul. St. Paul is coming in on Jewish morality, and he's understanding it within the new way, which is in Christianity. But there's an important thing to understand about Paul, because Paul here is talking a lot about morality, especially within the sexual realm. And Paul understood two paths, celibacy or marriage. And those were the only two paths he understood. And therefore, he said it was preferred to be celibate, but if you couldn't, you could be married. And that was his total understanding within that. Now, the church actually took that and changed that. There are four vocations I've explained to you before. And in that, we see those vocations and we understand where is the Lord leading us? How did the Lord create us? Which way to follow with among the four, single, married, religious, or ordained? But we see that. But we have to understand Paul founded everything on there were two paths. Now, there's an interesting thing to look at. First of all, some of his writing is not translated well. And that's an issue, and there's a whole documentary about that. For example, if you continue this reading, you will see that among the people who are condemned and will not go to heaven, according to St. Paul, are the effeminate. That's not what he said. The actual word he used were soft. How would you understand that? Well, the way I described it on Tuesday night at our gathering is if you've ever seen the movie Jesus Christ Superstar and you see the scene with Herod, that would be the description. Basically, another word would be spoiled. That's a word we'd use today would be spoiled. That's the description. So you have to be careful. Some words are not translated correctly into English, and you have to go back to what they actually say. But now we want to go back to where I began. You have these two forms of morality. So now you have the Pope's understanding, and then you have people who are very angry and they're calling for the Pope to resign. And notice where they go. They're often going on the aspect of we have to avoid sin and turn away from sin and get away from sin, which is true, but notice where they're focused. Their focus is turning away from sin because if you don't, you will end up in hell. That's not what Paul says. Paul says something, a whole different foundation, and this makes a better understanding of how we live our Christian life. Notice the last line, live in a way that glorifies God. That's a whole different way of looking at it. Because one side is all you're doing what you can to avoid hell or hopefully get to heaven. The other side is what Paul says, live in a way that glorifies God. So, the next time you go to confession and you're doing an examination of conscience, throw in that, at what point did I glorify God and at what point did I not? It's going to change your whole understanding right then and there. And when you begin your day, you can offer up your day to the Lord, but do an extra request. Lord, let me this day glorify your name. Then you're following the Pauline understanding, and that's what the Pope is actually doing. Something to keep in mind, Pope models his papacy after St. Francis. St. Francis was during that time when Aristotle's writings were never known. He never heard the writings of Aristotle, never understood them, because he died roughly the same year that Thomas Aquinas was born. So he never heard that, and you can see you're looking at two different bases of morality, and Paul is calling us to live in a way that glorifies God.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you are looking for a parish to call home and you'd like to maybe consider coming to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. That's our chanted Mass. And not only do we chant the responses, mostly in the liturgy of the Eucharist, but it's always fascinating to hear people chant them back. So I chant my part and people chant the response, including and especially the Our Father. So it's really very nice. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about trying out St. Anthony in Allston, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, if you want to come to church, but you're not ready to donate, that's fine. But you don't want to sit there, hands hanging, is the saying you may be feeling self-conscious about. Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Well, we're back, and we're talking about that powerful message of understanding a way to think of how to live your Catholic life. And if you're not Catholic, you know, as I always say, all Catholics are Christians, but not all Christians are Catholics. You know, Paul is talking to all of us who are disciples of Christ. So in that sense, how do you live it? Live it in the way of how am I glorifying God by what I'm doing. And that's the morality that he's talking about. How am I glorifying God by what I'm doing? Now, it's an interesting thing because you heard in my homily how I talked about that Paul understood two roads, celibacy or marriage. Everything else he thought was a product of idolatry. And that's an important consideration as well. So you want to keep that in mind and always realize that. So that's where a lot of our Christian morality comes from. But remember, St. Paul did have those two avenues to follow. The church has four, which is basically being single, religious, ordained, or married. And those are the four vocations, and each of them have their own call, and all of them require us to be people of prayer, especially, I'm going to say, obviously the ordained, but especially the married. You really, both of you need to be people of prayer because it's a very powerful vocation. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.